Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
It's time for Pack Yak on Wisconsin's Midday News.
All right, I prefer not to spend too much time on what happened over the weekend as the Packers.
Come on, this is my first Pack Yak.
Well,
come on.
All right, so and
give me the goods.
There weren't any, really, not on the defensive side of the ball. But an interesting situation has sort of presented itself now for the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, you beat the Ravens, and then you could think about potentially winning the division. That's still in play. Best foot forward against the Ravens, albeit with a backup quarterback who performed marvelously well.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at the players who exceeded expectations on Saturday in that loss to the Ravens, rather decisive loss, it was Malik Willis, 280 yards passing.
Yeah, he was great.
A couple of touchdowns on the ground was 60 mm-hmm. yards. Like, he had the offense on his back and humming.
Yeah.
And it was a big play offense. They were scoring it in chunks of yardage, eaten up. Two play drives right into the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is the Ravens were methodical in their approach, and they just rushed it down the Packers' throat and destroyed Green Bay with time of possession. Derrick Henry racked up well over 100 yards, closer to 200 yards rushing, got to the end zone three times, and the Packers were just outclassed with very little resistance on defense. That is what I'm most concerned with, not so much going into the final week against Minnesota, but you get into the postseason. And this Packers defense without Micah Parsons has taken such a massive, massive hit, along with some other key injuries that were largely masked when Parsons was healthy.
Yeah.
But now you're seeing all the warts, right? Not enough beef on the line of scrimmage. Not enough talent at quarterback, cornerback, to be perfectly frank. And they didn't have that before Parsons joined the team. He made everybody better, Micah Parsons.
Absolutely.
With him out, that is the Super Bowl death blow for the Packers, and I fear teams are just going to run and run and run, keep the ball out of Jordan Love's hands, and outscore Green Bay in the postseason.
Yeah, I just think you're right. He made so many other players better because Micah Parsons, against the run, he's not as one of the top guys against the run as he is in terms of against the pass. But again, just having him out there knowing that he's most likely going to draw a double team is always going to free somebody else open. But I also want to let Packer fans know that before the Micah Parsons trade, this was a team and a defense we thought was pretty good. And so it was him making it better. He wasn't turning a bad defense into a good defense or a great defense. So I think that if they can get a little healthier before the playoffs, maybe they can start to show some of those things, and the confidence that he instilled in them throughout the year can show up in the playoffs. But the one thing that I can say, you said that there is nothing really good about it. The one thing that I did enjoy, and I typically don't enjoy Matt LaFleur's post-game press conferences, because I don't think he really tells you a lot, but I love the fact that he addressed something that someone didn't even ask him when people were saying, he was like, hey, I'm starting to hear this crazy talk, basically, that this team is better with Malik Willis as our starting quarterback as opposed to Jordan Love. Like, let's pump the brakes. Let's be happy that we have two quarterbacks that can run this offense highly efficiently. And so, and not just start to put out there, well, you know, maybe this offense does look good. Because I'll be honest, I'll say it amongst my friends and to myself that, man, this offense really looks good when Malik is quarterback. Like, it looks like they can have the potential to have a big play every single down almost. And but to say that he should be starting over Jordan Love, like, that shouldn't even be a conversation.
I'm not sure who's going to start on Sunday against the Vikings. So it's a noon kick against the Vikings. It might be Clayton Tune, the guy who came in for a minute when Malik Willis left with injury in that game against the Ravens, and he threw an interception. It wasn't his fault, but he was in the game for a brief period of time, then again at the end. But no matter what happens against Minnesota, the Packers are locked in to their playoff seed.
Right.
They can't improve it in any way. Can't win the division.
Win, lose, or draw. It doesn't matter.
So what do you do here now if you're Matt LaFleur? How do you approach the final week of the regular season? You have to have a 46-man roster, right? So that leads you to believe that some starters are going to play. It also leads you to believe that you will have several who sit. I don't think Josh Jacobs is going to play. The running back's been battling an injury, and he's tried to gut it out. He had a bit of a pitch count the last couple of weeks. I think it's going to be Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks that play running back. Maybe Pierre Strong, a guy from the practice squad. Some people you never heard of are likely to play against Minnesota. But specifically at quarterback, what do you do? Jordan Love hasn't played. If he doesn't play this weekend, he will not have played going into the playoffs in 3 weeks. Are you cool with that coming out of a concussion?
I am. I am, because here's the thing that a lot of people don't want to do, and it's so crazy to me, because this is the way sports are, and it should be, and it always has been. You put your best players out there, and if they can't get the job done, you put somebody else out there who you think can get the job done. I am not opposed to, if Jordan Love is early on, doesn't have it going, and he just still looks like he's not where he should be, put Malik Willis in. He's where he should be, and you don't feel like you're losing anything. And in some eyes, in some fans, they feel like they're gaining more when Malik Willis is in there. But I think that people just put too much into, well, what was this dude for his psyche? And you can't bench him. He's the franchise quarterback. You can bench anybody if they're not getting the job done. But if he's out there and he's 15 for 16 with 200 yards and 2 touchdowns at halftime, of course you keep him in there. But if he's 3 for 10 with negative 10 yards and been sacked 5 times because he can't move around and he's indecisive, then you put somebody in there that can do a better job. That would be my thinking. I mean, you give him all this opportunity to rest up, get back to where he should be physically, and then – you know, you see what happens. But I wouldn't just say, well, unless he gets hurt, Willis isn't going in the game. I just don't think that should be the game plan.
Offensive line will be something to pay attention to throughout this week as well. They're getting an assortment of injuries on the offensive line. You got to be cognizant of who's in front of your quarterback, whoever your quarterback is, too, right? I mean, that's a big deal. So the Packers have been in this situation before. Last season, it was kind of a meaningless game at the end of the year against the Bears, a game at Lambeau Field. Again, the Packers ultimately lost. Wide receiver Christian Watson came back to play. Romeo Doubs was out due to an injury or illness or something like that. But Watson came onto the field. Remember, he had been dealing with a bit of a knee injury throughout the back end of the season, decided to play through that in the season finale, then tore his ACL. So Matt LaFleur has seen both sides of this, right? Rest your players. Maybe you're a little rusty going into the playoffs. Play your players in a meaningless game, well, then you lose your top wide receiver. So he's seen it all.
I think you're always leaning on past experiences, and certainly it was a tough lesson a year ago in regards to what we lost going into the wild card round. But, yeah, absolutely, you lean into those. And then kind of the state of the team as well. So I think there's a lot of variables that get thrown into play. I know a lot of people have difference of opinions on what is the best route, and ultimately we got to make what the best decision is for us.
So two bits of drama here in the NFC. You've got, number one, the Packers opponent for week one of the playoffs, either the Eagles or Bears. That is uncertain based upon seeding, and a couple of different things could happen. We'll see where the ball falls here following this weekend's games. And number two, at the top, Seattle or San Francisco will be the top overall seed. That'll get sorted out here this weekend. In the AFC, it comes down to one game between the Ravens and Aaron Rodgers' Steelers to see who gets in. Winner is in, loser is out. Yeah. It's that simple. So plenty to play for here for a number of teams. Not so much really for the Packers and Minnesota. Honestly, the result doesn't even matter of this game. Unless you want to feel good, hey, we're not riding a 4-game losing streak going into the postseason. But
it's a new season once the playoffs start. Really, everybody is 0-0. So it doesn't matter. And momentum only lasts to the following week. And so you can always get momentum back. But I think the best thing to do is just rest as much as you can and before either going to play the Eagles or going to play the Bears. Because I mean, you're already down Micah Parsons and Tucker Kraft and several offensive linemen. So you're going to need everyone to not just step up, but be at their best. And so to me, this will look like the third preseason game, this last game. That's how it would look. You will not see a lot of my starters, or I would find a way, if they want to, maybe let them play a series or two, and just like you would do in the preseason, if they want to still just kind of stay in the rhythm. But for the most part, I think after 18 weeks of football, I think everyone wants a rest.
No doubt about that. It's 2:26 here on WTMJ. Packers take on the Vikings for a noon kickoff on Sunday in Minnesota.